Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. You guys, welcome back. It feels like it's been so long. It's been at least 3 minutes.
In case you are wondering where to go in these episodes, we are going to release a fully packed episode of Vanderpump Rules last night that we just watched. And we have the after show right now. And after that, head to our Patreon because we are going to drop some bombs on some things that we found out at the Valley premiere.
Yes, and some that even pertain to about a couple points that I'm even going to bring up right now. I just wanted to mention a few things that happened on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay.
As we just said, we found out Katie is still friends with Kristen, so that's good to hear. Mm-hmm. She thinks she might... that Joe might actually be a good match for Schwartz after she saw them film together. But some of the polls were shady, but also interesting. Like, one of them was, well, should Joe and Schwartz, are they a good match? 58% said no. And then this one I didn't like. They're like, do you think Christian and Luke will last? 82% said no. Even Katie's like, oh, that's sad. I like them.
I do too, and I have a feeling I hope people's opinion sway as they see more. And I have a feeling that, it's such a habit to call her Spooky Joe, but I have a feeling that Joe's perception, like, I think that she's going to win over everybody as well, and people may be rooting for her. Obviously, because they brought her on the reunion, like, something's up. There's going to be...
Yeah.
I think people...
Yeah.
Ally
Bally doesn't even get a seat, and Joe is at the, like, same level as Ally Bally. Come on.
Yeah.
I think anyone that listens to Kristen Luke's podcast would agree with me that they think they have what it takes to last, or, like, I finally feel like Kristen's on equal playing ground with someone, and someone that's understanding and knows how to work with her. He's very emotionally intelligent. Like, if you listen to their podcast, he's amazing. In person, amazing. Great conversationalist. We're going to see on the Valley, I think, I don't know how the edit's going to turn out, but, like, yeah, the guys kind of do, you know, that, like, frat brother, and then, like, they, you know, poke at him, which I don't want to see more of, but I think we're going to. We've been affirmed of that. But I think we should root for Kristen and Luke, is mm-hmm. my point. One of the questions was, would you go to Dr. Lakey or not? And I know we talked about this last week, on our Valley podcast.
I know how you feel about this.
I was not talking about Brittany. I was just saying, Jax, anyone, when you go to the same doctor for the same procedure 4 times, maybe it's time to try a different doctor. And I know there's other people that I won't name them. And then, again, not talking about Brittany, people that aren't on the show, that have gone there. And I didn't really care for the situation that occurred. But, you know, it's who knows. But, again, if you kept getting, like, a botched boob job, would you go back to the same or tooth, like, teeth, if you got your teeth messed up and they fucked up your veneers, like, 3 times? Like, wouldn't you go to a different doctor?
Yeah.
Like, unless, like, one broke off, of course you're going to go back and have the doctor fix it because, you know. So, but I was shocked. So that's what I was talking about last week. But 97% were like, no, they would not go to Dr. Lakey.
Damn.
Oof. Rough. Well, I mean, he put himself out there. That's what he gets for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a lot of business and then probably some taken away. It's probably just going to balance out just fine for him.
Yeah.
We find out Katie and Lala also had a falling out after the reunion. So the rumors are Ariana and Lala really went at it, like friendship ending shiz. And maybe Katie and Lala too. So that will be something to watch, maybe for a season 12.
I can't wait for that.
Okay, so here's where we have some potential scoop, but our scoop will be on our Patreon. Something about her. Andy asked Katie, and you know, a caller or whatever asked Katie, when is something about her going to open? And he's like, this year? She's like, oh, yes, yes. She's like, no, very soon. Coming very soon. She goes, well, Andy, I told you the date at the reunion. She goes, I don't want to give a date like to the public because you just never know. She goes, but I told you the date, Andy. He goes, yes, you did. So okay. I feel weird thinking that Katie would tell Andy an actual date if it wasn't pretty legit.
Uh-huh.
And that date was very soon. So, TBD.
Well, I can't wait.
And then the last point was that Katie wishes, he asked about how did Katie expect the split between Jax and Brittany. She just said she wishes Brittany well. She's not friends with her, not because she doesn't like Brittany, but she's not friends with her because she hates Jax so much that she can't. And, you know, Jax returns the favor in a pretty famous viral video Holly took last night.
Yeah. He straight up says it. He doesn't like her.
And he approved that message.
Yeah. He goes, do what you want to do. And I said, well, I will.
And he posted. He posted. He tagged us. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the after show. Okay, before we get into the after show, let's talk about our sponsor that we really appreciate, and we want you guys to check them out. Check out Apostrophe, where you have a lot of, you know, choices when it comes to skincare, but it can be very overwhelming. You know, whether you're looking for cereal or what kind of like household supply to buy, like it's overwhelming. I know I'm constantly looking at, this is a regular Google search for me, you guys, is best eye creams, best, you know, moisturizer, night, day. And I get frustrated because when the results come up, it's usually a paid sponsored list, or it's, you know, something like a magazine does, but then you see, you know, paid by, And so it's hard to find like an objective. No, I want a real person like myself. Like we've evaluated products and things like that in the past. That's real experience. And so, you know, it's hard to do that when there's so many options out there. It's hard to know what's best for you. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to finding skincare products that actually work, it's even more overwhelming. So finding the right skincare products that actually work for you is complicated, but it doesn't have to be. And that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe. Who is sponsoring this episode. Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring, you know, wrinkles. Apostrophe can help you love the skin you're in and identify, you know, what you need specifically. So what Apostrophe is, it's an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment or whatever else you're looking for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and medical history. You snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even back, chest, and butt acne. You can treat all of your breakouts from head to toe. I like that I don't have to actually go into a dermatologist's office or a med spa or, you know, consult with an expert without, you know, having to leave my home. I'm able to do that through a televisit. But someone that can access my skin, assess it through the pictures I've submitted. And it's just very simple and convenient. And I like knowing that the products were targeted for my specific needs. So what we have for you is a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/pumpers and use code pumpers. That's a savings of $15. So this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, go to apostrophe.com. That's apostrophe.com/pumpers and click code pumpers and sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you.
So the after show, so we talked about Sandoval wanting to do Dancing with the Stars. So that was like a little golden gem that was revealed.
Yes.
That was fun. But then they talked about, so Ariana, it was Brittany and Lala, like, not telling him with Dancing with the Stars. And Brittany's like, didn't she do that with Chicago, too? Like, no one, she didn't tell no one, not even her business partner. And Lala's like, yes, she didn't tell Katie. I'm like, okay, well, you know, again, there's probably, you know, an NDA and, like, don't release anything until we release it. Like, you can't trust Lala. She's on Amazon Live spilling secrets right and left. You can't tell Brittany she's not on the show. You're not even that close. You know, I'm like, she, I don't know.
I thought that was crazy, though, that they didn't know about Chicago. Like, imagine finding that out. And that was that was after so many brand deals and everything.
I do think she could trust Katie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, a secret spiller.
I also did not like when Lala was talking about this, and she's like, you know, she's like, Sheena was like, why am I finding out from random people in Iowa that, you know, they know before me, they're finding out on the internet at the same time as me. And it's like, random people in Iowa, huh? Like, all of the people who are your fans, all of the people that, like, every once in a while they let these, like, derogatory comments slip about their fans, and it pisses me off so bad.
I get so pissed off when people say, like, Lala does this all the time. Okay, Nancy from Minnesota, or, you know, Julie from Missouri. Like, they always insult the Midwest.
It's like, Lala, you're from Utah. Like, you're not from here.
I mean, I remember growing up thinking, oh, Utah's scary and weird. It's like polygamy and, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know, like, the Mormon church, like, outlawed that or was against that, like, the mainstream Mormon, until I was, like, probably even into my 30s. Probably when I started watching Sister Wives did I realize they're the outcasts. You know what I mean? Like, so,
but honestly,
don't throw stones.
Yeah, and honestly, like, since Sandoval, that's the only reason that people in Iowa care. Like, you guys are, like, on the map because of Scandoval. Like, a lot of people did not give a crap, and a lot of people don't give a crap right now. I had someone text me today that was like, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules anymore. Not into it. And I was like, oh. I was like, well, we very much are still into it. Still podcasting on it, you know? Like,
I don't know what to tell you with our misleading handle that's called Vanderpump Rules Party. Sorry you got misled.
Yeah.
Did you think we were covering tonight's 60 Minutes episode? I'm so sorry. We should have been more clear. But if you want to, I will, because I watch all the, like, the juice, the true crime, the 2020s, the Datelines.
Yeah, I do feel like they've gotten better about appreciating their fandom, their people that come out for them, because, like, we are the ones that are going to continue on with them. If we drop off, they're done.
I mean, there's no one promoting, pushing, keeping the buzz going, making the headlines. All these, when they always love to say, the bloggers, whether it be an Instagram site or a podcaster, all the Bravo Labs just like to put an umbrella saying bloggers. But a lot of these headlines and a lot of these sites simply take content from podcasts like us and then make a headline out of it.
Yeah.
And, like, we don't do that because we're not in the headline blogging business. So, okay, fine. Take our stuff. Credit us, please. Thank you. And vice versa. Or we might talk about a headline that they talk. You know, it's a full circle thing. And with without us all doing it, they're not being talked about or watched.
But I don't even put myself above, like, the fans. Like, they, when they say, like, a random person from Iowa knows before me, that person from Iowa DM'd them to tell them. And, like, so every single person is, like, we're all involved in this now. And if they don't catch on to that, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Exactly. No,
so.
Takes a village.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we talked about, I did, once Ariana said, well, I told my team, I don't know how big Ariana's team is and who is on her team, but in addition to her team, there's Brad, Logan, Dana. Yes. So then I would feel a little slighted if I was Sheena.
Yeah.
It was just Dan. She had an NDA. She shouldn't tell Dan. But then just make it Dan, right? He's not affiliated with Bravo, the show. He's not public. He lives across the country. You know what I mean? Fine. But the fact that these other people knew that were on the show or are dying to be on the show.
Yeah. If she was truly Ariana's best friend, she would have known. She obviously wasn't close to her at the time.
So are you saying that, like, my tote bag that says one of Sheena's best friends is, like, not accurate?
Yes. Like,
and she says best friends, that doesn't mean best friend. So, yeah, Sandoval said he did not watch her dances. It's like, that kind of gutted me a little bit. It's like, I really wanted that revenge moment for her.
I bet he did. I bet he's lying.
He's probably lying. It's like, it just felt weird. Doesn't feel weird?
Wouldn't it be fun to have him on a lie detector test and, like, watch the... And they're like, that is a lie.
That was like a show, right? There was a show with lie detectors all the time.
Yes.
Remember Lisa Vanderpump took one over, was it Juicy Juicy Apple Juicy Goosey?
Yeah.
I think she took a lie detector test. Let's get that guy back in here, although I'm sure she paid him off. Yes, that's the next mask show that Sandoval needs to go on, is the lie detector show.
I mean, he should, yeah. Like, or he should add, like, a little segment, like, for his band shows. Like, the last 5 minutes, he'll hook up to a lie detector, and fans can come up and ask him a question. Like, 5 questions a night, so you never know what it's going to be. Like, that would make me want to go to the show, to see him caught in a lie.
Okay, that's a poll question. Do you believe Sandy never watched?
Yeah.
I gotta write these down.
What about Schwartz? He's like, I voted for her, even though she, you know, blocked me and is mad at me and treats me like shit. I voted for her.
Yeah.
And then Sandoval is like, one thing I do have to say, you know, since I do know Ariana, is she truly is living her dream right now. And it's like, I think we all know that too, buddy.
And, like, there's nothing wrong, like, most of my friends left. They're gone. I had to meet new friends.
Yeah.
And Schwartz is like, maybe just don't do it under the same roof, you know? Jerry asked if Schwartz got any brownie points from Ariana for leaving. And she's like, sure, why not? Yeah, sure. And Katie's like, no, no. And then she imitated Schwartz. She's like, she's like, congrats. You stood up for what's right for 3 seconds. Maybe let's try for 4 seconds next time.
Yeah, she's like, 3, 2, 1, and he's back to being himself. She's like, let's try maybe for 5 seconds next time. Like, 100, another thing my mom would say. Like, a totally another, like, my mom would be like, oh, okay, like, that, good job. Like, maybe let's try to go a day now. Okay, great. It's like, God. Katie can't give him anything.
Yeah. I love it. Even Ariana gave him something.
Yeah.
I love how Jax has done a full 180 on Sandoval.
Oh, yes.
He's like, well, look, you know, about bringing the girls to the house. He's like, it's your house. I mean, I was told it was your house. You're the one paying for it. It's your house.
Yeah, so he's like, as far as I know, it's your house. That's what I heard. It's your house.
Even Sandoval's, like, sticking up for Ariana at this point. He's like, it's our house. It's both of ours.
He's all, well, you pay the bills.
Yep. So there you go. I think you should, you know, she's doing quite well. She can go get an Airbnb.
He's like,
which we have scoop on that, by the way, too, on our Patreon, you guys.
So Sandoval's like, he's like, you know what you guys don't know? Ariana partied in our house till 4 a.m. three nights in a row, four nights in a row, 5 days in a row.
Knowing I had to work the next day.
He's like, you know,
even though I spent the night, last 9 years, waking up at 1 p.m., the time I had to wake up at noon, she knew.
He's like, you know what I did? He's like, I finally snapped. I went downstairs, I sat in the kitchen, and I said, I will unplug that TV that I bought right there.
Because it was the fifth night in a row. And all I'm thinking, I was like, would they just plug it back in? Wouldn't that be fun to watch, like, a closed caption? Like, everyone plugging it back in. It reminds me of, like, the movie An Airplane when the guy, like, the plane was crashing and then the jokester guy, like, unplugged the lights to the runway. And he's like, just kidding!
I fucking love that movie. Well, also, like, it reminds me of, like, when you're at, like, a slumber party and, like, the parents come in. They're like, you guys need to go to bed. This is getting really serious. Like, we work in the morning, you have to go to sleep. Then it's like, it's the funniest shit ever. Like, you cannot shut up. You're giggling, you're like going off, and then they come back again. That's like, he's like, so like everyone's like giggling in the living room, and Sandoval's like, I'm gonna unplug it. Do you think I won't? I'm going, here I go. I'm getting closer. Should I? Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Remember the Brady Bunch episode when they had itching powder in the sleeping bags? Like, where do you buy itching powder? Because I would like to.
Oh, I feel like I've had some before.
Why do they make it? And where would you buy it? Who, like, wants to itch?
The joke store.
Oh, okay. Like Spencer's.
I want to say, yeah, there was a joke store like in Anaheim, and there was a really good one in Costa Mesa. They used to have one at like Disneyland too.
Like in Santa Monica and Hollywood, it's Oz.
Oh. Don't get me started on Oz.
I love Oz. And I lived right by it in Santa Monica. It was God. Great. And then there was, like, nothing down here. And, like, Spencer's closed at the Westminster Mall. It's like, where am I supposed to go for a joke?
So many things, like, now you just have to, like, search on Amazon. It's not as fun.
I know, because you have to know what you're searching for versus seeing it in your face. You're like, I need that.
I like to see it. I like to hold it. I like to see how much I'm getting, because I've ordered stuff before and it's like $14.95, and I'm like, okay, like, and it comes and it's like a thimble size, and it's like, what? But they made it look big, you know?
Okay, the best jokester Amazon thing I got. I gotta do this again. Oh, so good. I did it three times to the same person. The first one was a cat. So it's a little hidden recorder, like plate, whatever. And you hide it wherever. I put it under the couch.
Okay.
And it was a cat, a kitten, like, meow, meow. And he's like, did you hear that? I was like, what? We're watching TV. And I'm like, no. He's like, get in here. I'm like, it was probably the TV. He's like, oh, okay. And then it would go again. It was like set to do like every 45 seconds, or if you were near it. It was like motion detected.
Okay, I've seen that you can get like a cricket and like,
yeah, okay,
yes,
so that's
yes.
The next story. So then, like, I had him going nuts, tearing apart furniture looking for this cat, because we're on like the seventh floor. It's not like it just wandered in.
That's hilarious.
Tearing apart for like an hour. So then another time I did the cricket and just going crazy looking for this fucking cricket. And then the third time I did, you can do a voice recorder thing. And so I did, again, the Isla Fisher thing. And because I was there, I was leaving town. And it was a motion detector. I put it in the closet. And I was like, I'm still here. And it was like, I didn't leave. I'm still here. I'm watching. And he's like, calling my name. What? What the fuck? With like a haunting. Right.
That's so funny.
I hadn't figured it out. Like, it's another one of the, you know, and that was really fun. I love scaring the shit out of people.
That's hilarious.
I highly recommend those jokester products on Amazon.
Yes.
I grew up with, like, literally My dad had a different one ever. We had the, like, the thing that, you know, you open the can of nuts. We had the handshake buzzer.
Yes.
Like, we had this joke book that you open and it shocked you. It's like, he did that to me when I was, like, in first grade. I'm like.
But those are classics. Yes.
I don't like to be shocked. I was scared, so scared of that thing.
Have you seen the shock roulette game where everybody sticks their finger in and, like, it's gonna, it goes around and it's gonna shock somebody in the circle?
That's horrifying.
It's like, here we go. Who's it gonna get?
No, but I did get the pie in the face before my dad died. It was the Christmas before he died. We did the pie in the face thing.
Yes, and, yes.
He escaped it. My mom got it. So he got a real kick out of watching my mom get it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, okay. So this was Ariana's, like, yeah, every, just when, you know, there's baby time to process, every 3 weeks or so, he reminds me and does something disrespectful again to me. And she's right. He really does. And that's why it's hard to, people are like, get over it. It's been a year. It's like, yeah, but if he would just stop setting us all back, we could. I think we could have moved on a long time ago.
I agree. And what she said also was very true, is he's almost like desensitizing us to it, because he does things so often and so horribly that like, even the people who are kind of yelling in the comments are like, who cares? It's like, because they're sick of it, because his behavior isn't going to change.
The bar is set so low that we're not shocked by the shocking things he's saying anymore. People are just used to it. It's like, well, that's not as bad as what he said last week, so he's growing. It's like, no, it's still really shitty.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And then she's like, look, like in the super tease thing that came out at the pool party, he's holding up the cups that I bought. You know, like, that would be very triggering, like, to watch your house being filmed while you're not there with all these people, you know, that, again, like, it's like a sword to the back. You know, they stabbed you in the back, but they stabbed her in the front. And then you're watching all your stuff, or even the shots of like her animals. I'm like, especially when she's not there, like, I would be like, you son of a gun.
Well, that's why I was like triggered that first episode. I'm like, did someone chase Kitty? Because Kitty like jolted.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking with Kitty. I'm going to fuck with them. You know? No, I get it. Like, I've been through like the breakup and I like took all my stuff and I'm like, I didn't touch anything that like I hadn't purchased for the person or was mine, but the thought of like someone else using my fucking muffin pan for my Crestless mini quiches fucking killed me. I'm like, that's my fucking muffin pan.
Yeah. Fuck, it's like, it's like little things like that are just annoying.
Totally.
Okay, so then Jax, a lot of people have been talking about this. They're like, Jax said you should have to go to the DMV and re-up your marriage after 10 years. You can either walk away or you can re-up. And again, it's like, this didn't age well.
Can you imagine if you had to do that as a parent? I mean, again, one could argue, oh, that's a great idea, but oh my God, no.
No.
Because you might be having a bad day.
Yeah.
And bad days grow character. In your children and in yourself.
Yes, so. Yes.
They're necessary for life.
It's true.
Okay, Brock's clarified this was a 2-on-2. He was not in a 2-man threesome. Although, like, we all know men that have. It's called, like, the Eiffel Tower shit. It doesn't mean you're gay if there's another man involved, because then they do the, you know.
Yes.
The Eiffel Tower. That's like a bro, and they're like, where'd you do this? What country? And he's like, San Diego. I'm like, of course.
Yeah, I was like, shout out.
Brittany's like, I would like to. I haven't, but I like the freaky stuff, and I would try it. And Lala's like, I don't, I mean, you should, but I've never done anal. And Brittany's like, what? She's like, you have? She's like, of course.
And Brittany was, like, so nonchalant about it, too. She's like, yeah. But then, like, she's nice, but she's like, that's okay if you don't want to.
I like that Lala, she either listens to us or other people have said it to her, because she literally said what I said. I'm like, she talks such a big a game. And I have friends like this too. They talk such a big game, but they actually don't do what they like. You know, they do it for shock value.
People have probably said it to her face that have been with her, because if I was going to take her on a date, I would be like, oh, this, she's going to handstand. She's going to get her water bottle out. Like, this is going to be amazing.
And that doesn't make sense. Like, who handstands and uses a water bottle for masturbating?
And like, what the reality of it is like, we could probably order Cafe Rio and like, you know, watch TV.
I think she said Mercenaries like her favorite, which like no sh- like same. I go to the gym, why do I have to do more work? So
she and she mentions that like she doesn't want to do anal because she knows what like goes into that. And
this is back to your department.
Yeah. And so she's like, I know what happens down there. So it's not really my thing. She's like, you know, she's like, I drink coffee and I hit my vape and that, you know, it happens. So
she's like, I've seen the results.
Yeah. Well, like, oh my God. Haven't we all? We all take a shit. Like, I don't know. She's like, actually, I want to let you guys know I have pooped. I've done it. It's like,
I haven't yet.
Yeah. One day you will.
Okay, Katie talked about the thing that we already talked about with Joe, and like she couldn't text him herself. That's a little weird.
Okay, I screamed when Katie, so like they're like kind of ending the conversation and she goes, she drinks milk. And I was like, no, she drinks milk.
Do you drink milk?
No.
Julia drinks milk. And I will do, like, one glass a year. And when I do, I freak everybody the fuck out. Michaela's freaked out. Like, Kaya's freaked out. They're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, no, it's just, like, once a year. And it is, I think, Julia said she craves it on a hangover. So maybe it's, like, on a bad hangover.
Okay.
So I only have one once a year. I'm like, for some reason, it just hits. And, but it's literally once a year. But, like, I swear to God, people freak out if they see it. It's rare. But.
Yeah.
Do your kids?
No.
Do they ever?
I mean, if they do, like, if, actually, they will, like, with cereal. If I have it for, like, a recipe in the fridge and, like, there's no almond milk or something, they will.
Wait, so. In school, is there no milk break anymore? Because, like, no one's milky?
No, it's still available. And, like, it's still, like, people still drink milk, I think.
But, like, a milk break, you know?
Like, maybe people who are uneducated.
Did you have milk break when you were a kid?
I've never heard of milk. We had snack break.
Oh, we did not have snacks. We had milk break, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Well, I'm from a dairy state. And so it was like 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. And then it was a real honor because so they bring in like a crate of little milk things, like the mini ones.
Yes, yes.
And we'd all drink our milk. And then two people nominated, it was like, you know, school patrol and shit, would be able to carry the crate of empty cartons out to the trash in the playground and dump it. It was like a little excursion, but on your own.
Yes.
No supervision. So it's like you wanted that duty.
Yes, yes.
Like, yes, I got it.
That's awesome.
But there we had no snacks, just milk.
Well, you know, I mean, back in the day, milk was on the pyramid of being like very, like part of our daily diet. You know, that's changed a little bit. So.
And all the bread.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it was like the top, like, or the big base, like, must have bread. Like, well, okay. What kind of snacks did you get?
Well, like you could, like, bring your own snack, right? Like, you could bring, like, a snack from your lunch or whatever. Or you could go to, like, the little window and they would have, you know, certain things. Like,
what?
Like a muffin or, like, a.
Lunch, just lunch break.
Yeah, no, it was like it was snack.
We didn't even have options in grade school for lunch break. It's like you bring your own sack lunch or it's the hot plate. There was no like
Did you guys have a trading table?
What's that?
Like where, like, let's say like your mom packed you grapes and like you weren't into that day. You could put it on the trade table and then you could grab something from the trade table. So like the people who like didn't like fresh fruit would like put their fruit on there and then grab like a Little Debbie. And the people who were sick of the Little Debbies would grab the grapes.
So like during COVID in the park, when people put like things in there, you could just take what you needed.
Yeah, but it was like live lunch. Like it was like okay,
mine was more like prison style trading. Like, give me your sandwich, kid. that's the only trading that happened.
That's funny.
Yeah, like Janet, I might fare well. actually, I did fare well. I already So,
Okay, so now we kind of
goes to Kristen. We kind of talked about that already. But she goes to Kristen the second she started hanging out with Schwartz. Normally, Joe was with Kristen like multiple times a week, and so that was weird.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I know. I'm trying to. Make this.
A lot of people, Kristen's friends and mutual friends saw Schwartz and Joe and Sandoval and Raquel all the time, like out and about in the valley. And she goes, it really picked up after your wedding, Sheena. Isn't that just sick?
Yes.
All these people. Well, Kristen, you should have gotten your detective hat on. You know what, though? She was in a brand new relationship. She's being healthy, Kristen. She's focused on Luke. She's not focused on being diabolical, investigative journalist. Kristen, when we needed her, which for her benefit, good.
Yeah.
But she could have cracked this case earlier had Luke not come into the picture.
That's true.
I'm glad he's there, but that's the only downside to Luke is we maybe would have cracked Scandoval earlier.
Earlier, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so this is the part, you guys, that we broadcasted to you on our podcast and on Instagram when we say Katie hooked up with Max. Just nobody fucking cares. So it wasn't like a great story because nobody cares about Max Boyens, the old GM of TomTom that Sheena gave the Apple Watch to, and then he dated Dana, and then he hooked up with Mini Sheena in Vegas. Like that Max.
Mm-hmm.
Who was very tight with Schwartz. Schwartz brought Max as his plus one to the season 11 premiere party that we went to last month or January, whenever the fuck it was. They are best friends. So like, Schwartz is like Sheena. He has multiple best friends. He has Jax, he has Sandoval, he has Max.
Mm-hmm.
And Max is tight with him, but apparently fucking Schwartz's ex-wife is not a big deal for Schwartz because they're still best friends. But so Max Boyens and Katie allegedly hooked up, and I think this is what we're seeing in the scene to come with Schwartz telling Katie, well, you slept with my best friend. And then that shady editor's panned to Sandoval going, it was awkward, it was weird, making the average viewer think, did Katie hook up with Sandoval? Like, come on, people. Don't fall for that crap.
No.
But that's what they did. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really good editing. Like, it was awkward. It was weird right after that. Schwartz, you hooked up with my best friend. But it was Max, ladies and gentlemen.
I was kind of surprised he wasn't there last night.
Oh, well, he can't be because he walked away from the stupid show, he said.
But he's still been around them. So I thought he would like still come to support. And we've seen him there before.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, it's not like Bravo people were there. It was just the cast, you know?
So he was alleged to be on the cast, you guys, and he walked off and quit saying, this is so stupid. This is the dumbest show ever. And he quit. So maybe he doesn't want to come back because like, they think he'd embarrass the show or devalued them, or maybe he had beef with some of the guys or,
yeah,
who knows, but good point. So I was thinking about this, though, when they showed the scene of Schwartz and Katie, like, you slept with my best friend, and I started picturing maybe Sandoval would get this whole perspective better if Ariana had been having an affair with Schwartz for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Would he understand better? Or maybe what if Sandoval was having an affair with Katie for 7 months? Would Schwartz get it any better?
Right,
or
right.
Could they still just easily forgive each other?
Yeah.
I'm just curious what would happen in either of those scenarios. Would they still be tight? You know, the way that Jax and Sandoval were so tight after the Kristen Stassi thing, you know, they were like still tight. It's like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, it's enough to drive a person mad.
I mean, especially on Sandoval's part, you know? Okay. Well, anyways, just some scenarios I hadn't thought of before. I don't know why, but...
One of the most crazy moments of the after show was when Sandoval says, well, Ariana's thriving, so that does help the whole situation. Like, Sandoval... He's literally taking credit for Ariana's success. He's like, you know what, Ariana, you're welcome. Like, I did this for you.
Yeah. I made all your dreams come true.
Then producer Jerry comes on with a riveting question. Jax, are you still the number one guy in the group?
And apparently Jesse is claiming this. And I'm like, I will disagree on that as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk about our experiences on Patreon. I have to ask you about yours with him. I was surprised at Danny on this after show. He's much more sedate in these confessionals than he is in person. I will say that.
Yes.
He's a pocket full of dynamite. But he seems really... That's when we originally reviewed. I'm like, I mean, Danny seems charismatic and like... But, you know, not too douchey or anything. But I'm like, oh, wow, we experienced a whole different side of him last night.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of positives. A lot of positives. The fact that, like, one could say it's douchey, like, you want a selfie with me? I'm on this and this. And we'll tell the story. But also, he made himself very approachable and made icebreakers and... made fans feel very comfortable if they did want a picture. I think the only thing is a lot of fans didn't know who he was because the show hasn't come out yet. And, like, yes, it was a premiere party, but nobody could really hear or watch the premiere party with 1,000 people in the place and all the celebs there.
Yeah, you know? I feel like if I was in the cast, I would have been, like, a little disappointed, especially as, like, one of the new people because... Yeah. People didn't quite know what to do, and they were really awkward as well. Like, they're definitely not comfortable yet. Like, we could not have been more welcoming to, like, come to say something to you. We decorated our table with their freaking faces on it. And there was multiple people, which you can hear about this on our Patreon, who didn't. And I find that really interesting. It's like, it couldn't have been easier to approach, and they didn't.
Yeah. But Danny did.
Yeah.
I have fun stories about him. So, I don't have anything negative. I just was like, I just noticed in the confessional or in the after show, I was like, wow, he's much calmer on the after show than in person. So, they get back to the shitting toilets, and Jax agrees the Belmont's really nice. Brock said, he's like, what are you all doing? You're shitting. It's like, they're like, you don't shit? He's like, at home. Like, thank you, Brock.
Yeah, that's like Chad too. Like, Chad is like absolutely not.
He's like, I'm not sitting on those public.
And toilets. I'm like, and me, I'm like, pull over.
I think it's interesting, Brock, who is actually like the least. Well, I don't want to say least metro because he does love a mesh shirt, but you know what I mean. Like, he's like a guy's guy. He's like from the outback. He grew up on a farm. He lost his finger on the tractor. You know what I mean? Like, gritty, dirty. So the fact that he's the one that's afraid of a public toilet is kind of funny to me.
I think there's a little to unpack right there with what you just said, actually.
What do you mean?
Head over to Patreon and I'll say.
All right. Whereas, like, I could see Santa with, like, he's got, like, a fanny pack, and he's got, like, a mini sanitizer, and then he's got, like, a little broom, and then, like, some handy wipes. And, like, it's, like, a whole process for him or something. But, yeah. No, it's, like, Brock that's probably like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay, well, I'm interested in your opinion, so I head over to Patreon so we can hear what Holly has to say.
Well, there's a lot to share on Patreon. I might have to put my Brock theory, I might have to prepare that a little bit.
Okay.
But it's coming together. It's a working theory.
Okay.
Well. Yes, you guys, thank you for listening, and send us an email if you listen to all of these episodes. We'd love to hear from you. VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. Just say hi to us. Say, dude, we listened to them all. I'd love
it. No. Only send us an email if you've hit the 5 stars on your rating button.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave a review. Just hit
Gosh. Wait, really quick before we peace out, and I'm going to say this over on the other platform as well. You guys, we have some really exciting things coming up in the works that we would really appreciate your support on. If you aren't in the state and you aren't able to come, like if you could support us on social media or just follow along, that would be amazing. But to all of our friends that are here and come out to events, if we announce something, we would please love your support. So I you guys all are so supportive, but we're really gonna call on you.
Yeah, we'll demand it.
Yes. Beg it. No, I'm gonna beg it. Please. It
It'll be so fun. Okay.
And bring a friend. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.